Matthew 26:47-56. While he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. With him was a large crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them: "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Friend, do what you came for." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for his sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?" At that time Jesus said to the crowd, "Am I leading a rebellion, that you have come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I sat in the temple courts teaching, and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples deserted him and fled. Luke 22:48. But Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" Judas kissed Jesus. A sign of friendship and love was used to betray, to deliver Jesus into the hands of those who hated him. Have you been betrayed and wounded by a friend? Recall that time. Recall how much it hurt. Jesus felt what you feel. He knows what it feels like to have someone that you have poured your life into turn against you. In fact, not one of the disciples stood by Jesus. The Bible tells us that they all deserted him and fled. It's very possible that for Jesus, the physical pain of dying on the cross was not nearly as great as the emotional pain of being betrayed and deserted. Because Jesus has been through it, he can bring healing to us when we have been deserted. He can bring strength to forgive when we have been betrayed. Anselm, who was the Archbishop of Canterbury during the Middle Ages, leads us to pray. O merciful God, fill our hearts, we pray you, with the graces of your Holy Spirit, with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Teach us to love those who hate us, to pray for those who despitefully use us, that we may be your children, our Father, who make your sun to shine on the evil and on the good, and to send rain on the just and on the unjust.